Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Wow.
Lovely.
What a nice,
I thought very
nice
tune.
It almost sounds professional, doesn't it?
It does. Did you make it?
I didn't make it, of course not.
That's a pseudonym, Memphis.
Looked in his eye, he just said it sounds professional, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it was by a band.
Wow. Oh, right.
By a fan. Hayden sent in this single and gave me a very detailed, like, you could start from this point to this point if you want to.
Oh, nice. Okay.
This is from their EP.
Oh, good.
Mantis State. Check him out.
Into the Sun.
On Spotify.
Is the name of the EP.
Into the Sun.
Well, that's good. It did
I
sound
think that's pretty cool.
It did sound really good, actually. So
very progressive, very jazzy.
I like the style a lot. The use of, like, I'm going to say woodwind or brass in there.
That's a saxophone.
It's a saxophone.
How did it make you feel?
Their brass is brass, aren't they?
Not made of wood, are they?
Well, they're not made of wood. But a clarinet is awfully like a saxophone.
How did it make you feel inside?
Yeah, good. I really like that style of music. Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of that kind of thing recently. Bit of
any emotions?
Very few.
All right.
Anger.
Sax is a woodwind.
It didn't sound like it had any references to Hat films in it.
Furious blind rage. Just
I hope you've been finding they've been a fan for some time, because otherwise we've just given some random band free promo trot.
Oh no.
Yeah, I hope they're good.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Let's hope the rest
fucking
of the
musicians.
Tracks are just as lovely. Fuck. You'll have to find out on Spotify.
Yes.
But it does sound very good. I did enjoy it.
Well, yeah, there's more of that at the end. I've got the rest of it. They sent that track in specifically. Yeah. So.
How long is the track? Is it going to be longer than the podcast?
No.
So they sent you their rider as well,
a 58-minute special.
Yeah.
One single track. This is
it's a saga.
A segment from it, and it's just going to be played at the end. But yeah, we'll play the rest at the end, so look out for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Thank you. And also, big
whoa,
thanks.
Whoa. Sax is woodwind.
It is, yeah.
Yes!
I fucked up.
I didn't
Sax
say it was, that's why I was confused.
Sax is woodwind.
Why does it count as woodwind?
Is it because of the wooden reed?
Yeah.
Whilst the trumpet is brass because it uses a brass blower.
Nah, it uses lippies.
What's it called? Yeah, the reed is the lips, I suppose. That's true, yeah.
Lippers. I think it should be called a flesh wind.
Yeah.
How much would it cost for you to go to like a local band and suck all the reeds?
Oh, God.
Oh.
So disgusting,
someone's
man.
Just put £3,500 on a table. And they said, this is tax-free cash. But what you've got to do is, and they take all the reeds out, place them all on the table and say, look, you have to suck on each of these.
I think I might do it for $3,500. That's a new PC.
Yeah. But you can see, and the band are all stood there in front of you, and you've got to suck their reeds.
I think I'd like to think that most people would do that for $3,500. Okay. I mean, obviously, like...
Oh. Do you know what? That's actually semi-affordable, that we can actually make that happen.
Well, let's make
and
that
Smith's
happen.
Smith's birthday video is in a month or so.
It's close to my bottom limit, though. Like, I think for $5,000, I'd be like, yes. For $3,500, I'm like...
This, oh, here we go. He's changed the bar.
But I think for $3,500, I'd be like, this is changed. Stupid to walk away from $3,500, as long as like none of them are like visibly ill. You know, like
you
one's got a cold sore, definitely.
Oh, then
you won't know.
Sorry, I didn't want herpes for $3,500. Thanks.
But all the reeds have been mixed
for five.
Up in a bag. What about then for a little bit more?
Yeah,
you have to get someone's clarinet, turn it upside down, and then lick the rim.
Oh, what would be better than this? If you really want to give me a challenge, you know some instruments have spit valves.
Yeah, and drink the spit
valve.
What if we just made a dirty pint of spit valve juice?
Man. That's so gross.
I mean, honestly, at this point, you're making like one of those cocktails of spit, aren't you?
Yeah.
That like
So
like
gross.
Porn stars all, yeah. get paid to drink.
Yeah. What we'll do is
I'm just becoming a porn star.
To keep the instrument theme as well, what we'll do is before we do it, we'll get a rag, run it along an old piano,
yeah.
and then and really clean the glass with it before we put the spit in there. So I say clean the glass. We'll be rubbing the piano.
With a filthy rag.
A filthy piano.
Yeah.
So there'll be a very used It'll school piano.
You've got to be careful what you do. Because, like, honestly, in this business, there's a thin line between, you know...
kink.
Doing something for money and being a porn star. All right? Yeah. The very thin line. And
well, a porn could be anything. Someone could be jerking off to this. Are you?
A lot of people
have
do
we
it.
How did you?
Just feet.
I don't know. When I was growing up, just I was feet. Like, I don't know whether I should aspire to be a porn star. Not least because, like,
I don't think you aspired.
Wait, you said you aspired.
I said, no, I don't think I should aspire to be a porn star. I think there were certain things when I was growing up, I was like,
really
I shouldn't,
don't sell it to you, do you?
Shouldn't do that. I shouldn't use that as a viable career option. But
well, don't treat it like a vertical ladder. Treat it more like a lateral shift.
But going from influencer to porn star.
Yeah, horizontal shift.
Yeah.
Rather
it's
than
a,
like,
it's more of a sideways step, same wages, different responsibilities. You're going to go from being the guy that says stuff at the microphone to the guy with the microphone 6 inches in the back of his fucking throat.
Don't say you haven't done it before.
He may as well suck the spit back.
Somebody give me $3,500.
He just, these mics are not, and that is the dirtiest mic as well out of all of them.
That's the one that's like being nibbled
on. It's crumbling away from like dust. It's old. It's old. Ugh.
Get the orchestra on the blower. We're doing this.
Oh my God. But yeah.
I might as well maximize it.
Because, yeah,
well, he's still riding that high.
There is a lot of people who say that they would happily be in a porno, but I feel like, I don't know, it's a tough
quantify
job.
Quantify a lot.
What? A lot of people.
Yeah.
Oh, there's
a lot of people that say they probably like,
oh, I'd love
someone.
To be in a fucking porno. You get paid to just fuck. It's like, yeah, but it's not going to be that, is it? There's going to be a load of dudes filming it and stuff. Yeah. And like, you know, let's say there's...
They also retake.
And they're just like, come on, mate. Let's get this done.
Thumbs
you're like,
up.
Fucking hell. Like, what
apparently
the hell?
It's a brutal industry as well. Well, it depends who you work for, obviously. If you're OnlyFans, you're working for yourself. Fair enough. But if you're apparently if you're a guy and you can't ejaculate on command... A certain period of window, like you're just
that's
wasting
a
everyone's
skill,
time.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
on command.
Well, a lot of people think you were stunt cocking yesterday.
What cocking?
We put up your doppelganger Mick Blue on the stream, and they were like,
that
"Ross is off."
That wasn't Ross.
That's the thing. I wasn't the cock. I was the face. So I was visibly there, but they got some other dude's giant dong in. I was like, "Come on, I can try."
Which has got a hair
trigger.
I can
give it a go. I mean,
no, this guy's got. He's on a hair trigger.
Yeah, he's on a hair trigger. Ready to go. Yeah, a soft. We've got a fan
no
in, and it's going to blow briefly on the side, and that's going to get him going.
Don't even look at him.
Yeah.
No, it's
stunt cocking.
No, I couldn't do it.
No, I don't think I could.
The intimidation factor of people watching.
I don't think I think I could
I can't
do
stand,
it.
I don't really think I don't feel
I
comfortable
would not
standing
want
out crowded at your own line. I don't think I could do it. Yeah. But like shoulder to shoulder, you're like, oh, fucking hell.
See, this is the thing. Like, I think I've got to this level in my mindset. Yeah, but that's it. I've got this level in my mindset where it's like, I'm sure I could do most things. It's just I wouldn't enjoy them. Like pissing.
I'll do it.
Like, I'll take a shit in front of people. Yeah, sure. But it's like, this is degrading me.
I'd rather
it's
not.
Probably feeling making you feel horrible. Like, let's just
but
not do
no
this.
But there's no hard no.
But there's no hard no.
Not anymore.
No, because it's just like, you're just shitting outside, aren't you? Like,
yeah. Which
just,
is liberating.
You're shitting outside.
You're just
easy.
Pissing in a crowded room. You're just.
Yeah, but you have to let go. You have to just release. That's fine. But fucking in front of a bunch of cameramen and stuff is probably actually harder to do than you think.
There's a mindset. This is what's interesting, right? Is there's a mindset where you can do most things, but the thing that stops you from... When you get to that point, the thing that stops you from doing it is, I think, like, for want of a better word, principle. In that, like, I know that I could just... piss in front of you guys, waggle my dick around and just be like, look guys, I'm pissing like a baby toddler. But what does that say about me? You know, like what's at the end, just like,
well, what does even the thought process say about you?
But exactly. So you're just like, I need to engage. Like, just because I can doesn't mean I should, I guess is what I'm getting at.
All right, someone's dropped $10,000 on the table, you've got a wank in front of us and finish. Do you think you could?
I don't know.
I couldn't.
Maybe.
I couldn't.
I might have just stopped my antidepressants for a while. Possibly. I don't want to, though, guys. We shouldn't go down this road. Don't make me go down this road. Guys!
Someone's come with a briefcase.
I told you not to go
What's
down this road.
In the briefcase?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. All right. We're not going to become porn stars. All right. Sorry, guys.
That's not going to happen.
You just have to wank to our faces as they are.
We can make some sounds for money, I guess.
We can Photoshop our heads. We can do AI porn, like where we
anyone can do that. On. All of us, I guess. Yeah, there's plenty of footage. That's good.
It's only a matter of time. They're doing it now, aren't they? AI's taken over everything.
Yeah.
See,
already.
Tinfoil hats on.
Oh. Hats on.
Right. So, right now.
I'm picking up Channel 5.
GPT. This is a midnight movie. ChatGPT 4 is currently open source, right? Or it's open, like, they want to democratize AI.
See, I don't understand, because Bing also bought them.
Right.
Microsoft bought them for Bing.
Did they buy the rights to use ChatGPT 3 in their search system?
Yeah, maybe it's more like a partnership than a acquiring.
Because the only way to get GPT 4 at the moment is to go pro on the... I mean, also, Microsoft may own the company, but they're still operating as an independent company that then pays their dues. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, pedantics.
So, essentially, at the moment, there seems to be an arms race of AI. I don't think that it's hard to deny that. Between companies, between probably... Well, probably not governments, because let's be honest... Can you imagine the UK government right now having a robust AI legislative framework in place?
They would just use it to stay in power.
Right. But I mean, what I'm saying is, can you...
If there's anything like track and trace.
If the only legitimate body that could govern something like AI would be a democratically elected group of individuals. For us, the most likely form of that is probably our governments, right? Governments would then have to set up something that would have informed people capable of understanding what the hell's going on in order to say, hey, maybe the AI shouldn't be allowed to do this because this could happen. And that's kind of what's happened in this open letter, right? Some big thinkers have come together. There's been an open letter published by sort of both individuals, people like the Woz from Apple, Elon Musk.
Oh, Steve Wozniak.
Yeah, Steve Wozniak. There's also been some like think tanks and people like that who are fairly informed, hopefully, and giving an opinion saying that we should pause advanced AI development for 6 months to kind of take a breath to understand what's going on, see who's doing what. Equally, that just in general, we should be careful with AI, which is what you're saying. The problem, and this is where the tinfoil hat comes in, right?
It's firmly on right now.
This idea of holy shit, we should stop. We should control this expansion. We should take stock of it, right? It does open the door for companies and governments and organizations to take AI technology private, in-house, and behind closed doors, right? So, in that case, you then get governments, companies, and individuals with an unfair advantage over other people that don't have AIs, right? The option, the fear and the way that they're pitching this is the open AI, or rather unchecked AI, is going to become problematic. But the problem, I think, comes from, you know, people behind closed doors developing AIs that other people don't have access from, right? They become... inequality engines, much like other parts of our society in terms of like money and access to money and property and all that sort of stuff. But like, I think there is a legitimate concern of once companies or once governments or once regulatory bodies take AI control or control over AI development, and it's no longer open source and no longer available to everybody, is that not almost as much of a risk as letting it stay open and perhaps more democratized with all of us as informed as possible?
Big question.
Mm.
I think I put my tinfoil hat a bit too tight.
Right, okay.
So I'm losing sight.
Yeah, yeah.
I think 6 months, a lot can happen technology-wise, sure. Yeah. I think private companies are going to make private AI anyway. I don't think you can really stop that, even if you put in like government legislation and all that shit.
Well, you could put laws in, so they would be breaking the law if they did it.
To do so, yeah, true.
What example of them using it in what context do you think is more worrying? Because the examples of AI that we've seen most prominently are like art AI, like AI to do with art, and obviously now with ChatGPT and like writing.
I think misinformation is a big one.
But like
right now,
you can't really trust it when you put something in it and get stuff wrong. You know, it feels a bit like a magic eight ball.
I think the problem is like, you know, when companies that were
like grow a larger penis, and it's just like, well, statistically, no, and it's just like, ah.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Well, that can't be true. I don't believe it. I'll go to a different AI.
Well, that's down a better one. Hubris, I guess,
yeah,
to believe it or not. But sure. I think if the problem is when like legitimate companies that previously researched in like journalism, for example, if they start sourcing their information from AI and not doing the proper checks to see if that information is legitimate, that goes to a person that previously thought that they were a legitimate source that did their thorough research and is now using AI to do so.
It becomes like a dilution of knowledge.
Yeah, and misinformation is the worry, isn't it? Mm. And it's already happening anyway without
AI.
That coat
picture.
Yeah, with the puffy coat.
That big jacket.
And then it came out.
Fucking, it looks pretty good.
The thing is, like, that's like,
I think he should wear that jacket, although he's ill right now. Maybe he should keep it on.
I'm not so worried about that sort of stuff because...
Well,
that image...
That's just going to come into the... Because obviously they've used AI for people's voices. Have you seen the Kanye West one where they've just used his voice to replace...
This is all media creation. AI can be used to, read financial markets. Yeah. It can be used to prioritize and change the way that healthcare is distributed. Like, the AI is going to have more of an effect beyond, necessarily large language ones, things like Midjourney for image creation. Mm. Like, those are all valid points as well. Yeah. But there's bigger
picture.
They're
the most prominent things we're seeing lately.
Yeah, AI being put into smart weapons. Weapons, like explosive drones that can identify their own target within a crowd. So, you could have a crowded place and then a drone would just fly down and pop somebody, and then disappear again. Like, we're talking more than fake images and text.
Like, what does Bing use it for? As in, like, what if you were to use the facility of ChatGPT within Bing, what are you typing in? You're typing what you would type into ChatGPT.
It's like more it's like Ask Jeeves.
Yeah.
How you dreamt Ask Jeeves would be. You have a conversation with him and you can do follow-up information about it. So you can be like, okay, what's like a really good meal for me to have if I'm like gluten intolerant and I'm trying to like give a peanut allergy kid like a nice lunch? Yeah. What would you give to me?
Rather than just shitting out a load of websites,
and be like,
I might give you that.
Hey, that sounds like a great idea. For a kid of this age, I'd recommend this amount of like no nut blah blah blahs.
So it's a useful
and breaks down the recipe. Basically. It understands the context of what saying, gives you that information back in the correct context with proper like sentence structure. Mm-hmm. And then you can also be like, oh, can you remove that from it? Mm-hmm. I don't want those chia seeds or whatever in this recipe. Mm-hmm. And they're like, sure, yeah, so I'll do that again without chia seeds in it. It's going to change the flavor a little bit, so we'll add these in instead. What do you think about this? And it's like very conversational, very believable. But when you like, so I've seen some people do it, like Marquez Brownlee, who knows tech very well, did questions to an AI about like top 5 cameras in smartphones, for example. And then it spat back like, yeah, based on like current markets, these are like the top 5 cameras based on like, and it gave detailed stats next to each camera. It's like 10 megapixel Samsung, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, that's wrong. That's not 10 megapixel. That's actually 20 megapixel. So it's just like giving you information that looks really, really believable, but it's not, it's just like formatting information that it hasn't checked itself.
One final thing. I know this isn't hypothetical yet, but this is the other one that I thought of that was, I think, slightly different to the media creation and answers-based information. drug discovery should be sped up significantly by AI. New drug discovery in terms of developing anything from the base molecular structure of a drug, creating analogs for drugs that already exist, to processing
like time-consuming
larger data sets. Testing and things like that, looking at large data sets from all over the world to better understand the effects or effectiveness of a drug, the side effects. All of these things can be supercharged by an AI. If that becomes the private property of a company, specifically the, as we all know, virtuous pharma companies out there, the giants, we are essentially handing them an even greater tool of power. Right?
How do we know they're not already using that?
Well, they are, but this is what I'm saying about how if you take it behind closed doors and privatize it, and de-democratize it, you are just making it easier for them to be more powerful. I think that's the thing. It's about shifting of power. And then one day they develop a drug that gives you an extra year of life, and you have to pay for that drug every year until you can't afford to and you die. And ultimately, you've just synthesized years of life, and you've monetized the human existence. Like, that's the kind of thing that's around the corner. And I just feel like scaring people a little bit, because I have to wander around with it in my head. So do you.
That's all splurged out there. Yeah, it's definitely a worry. I think there's a lot of stuff that's probably already happening that isn't like the current fad on the internet, like GPT, that's a lot more nefarious and working behind the scenes.
I think, as usual, they're excellent distractions from what the true impact or the true cost is.
I think so. Like, the whole puffy coat thing is...
Because surely it would not have like that lottery effect of if, for example, if you were, wanted to use it for stock markets, whatever, and it's suggesting like the specific ones, everyone's using it at the same time, it suggests the same one, everyone puts it into the same thing, and it's like,
and therefore it
there's
work.
No benefit because everyone's on the same thing. It's just like, I don't know, it seems skeptical right now, but obviously it's early days.
And also, like,
I think it's good.
Who owns that stock AI?
Yeah.
And are they manipulating the results so that you invest in certain stock that's been lobbied into that?
Yeah, exactly. Where's the data set coming
from? Exactly. Like, that's the problem.
The legitimacy of that data set is important.
And no one's going to source every bit of, like, that's the point of AI is to, like, cut those corners and let it do the research for you and just give you the results you need there and then. No one's going to go out of their way to be like, let's double check that actually came from the correct source and is the correct thing. And you can see it soon falls apart when someone actually does that research.
Yeah.
So, interesting.
It's interesting and it's exciting. Hopefully it'll lead to some systemic...
Hope our little tribal brains can keep
that
up.
...that we need. Yeah. I think it is potentially one of those disrupting technologies that may actually... have a positive effect long term. Might speed things up. I mean, that's what technology does, right? Speeds up our glory and our demise.
Yeah, like that Tim Urban podcast thing.
Yeah, we're talking about.
Yeah,
we're one step closer to nuking ourselves, but we're also one step closer to having clean nuclear energy that helps us from climate change. It's just about what the fuck happens when you have both of those options.
Yeah,
well, we're one step closer to never retiring.
Yeah.
As in, once it. Catalogs our entire conversation base on our YouTube channel. It could just repeat all the same jokes we repeat anyway.
Hey, we've got this great model for your YouTube channel. Do you want to say a dick joke? Yes. Hey guys. My dick gets bigger, right? It's gonna keep going. It doesn't stop yet.
Always.
It's like that Seinfeld Twitch thing.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah.
It would just be us though.
It'd be the easiest thing to replicate. Like I said, that Kanye West thing was impressive. Like, basically just sounds like his voice. And they just a few bars, and then they replace it with this AI and it sounds like he's just done a...
It's very impressive.
It's really fucking good. Have you seen the one with the presidents chatting to each other?
Yeah, gamers.
That's quite funny.
As Zoomer
gamers.
Obviously,
you can kind of tell it's a bit janky, but like, that's what it sounds like now. In a couple of years.
God damn it,
but
Biden.
That makes you, that backs up into the misinformation thing, and you could probably just make someone say... Because if the president went on TV now and said, there's a nuke about to hit a major place, like, immediately you would panic.
Yeah.
But like, how much time does he have before he goes on legit and goes, it was just an AI thing. Honestly, don't panic. It was
man.
You know,
I think that's very...
Some people might have already gone
to
the ocean and blown their brains out. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't know. Yeah.
You may have already told.
I don't know why that's all your family. That's not my plan.
Hey, is that my whole family?
The nukes are coming. I'm going to the ocean to blow my brains.
Just so you know, I spent the last 6 years putting progressively larger cucumbers up my ass.
You had to know.
I had to switch to Marrows.
I've sent you all emails with photographs.
Anyway, it doesn't matter now. Beep.
Yeah. Wait, I just saw the news update. Don't open those emails.
Don't.
But I'm just saying, like that, you know, it wouldn't take much to cause chaos.
No, I think,
I really hope it doesn't happen.
Much like
that. That would be such a horrible day.
Quite a window into, like, what... I mean, they did something similar in... They did use Nixon in Die Hard 4.
Die Hard 4.
Die Hard 4 was...
Is that the one with the helicopter where he drove a bike into a helicopter?
I think so. I can't remember which one specifically, but it was basically where they took control of, like, all the traffic lights. They then sent out a news broadcast with Nixon on it. Like, it was more about, obviously, terrorism threats and stuff, not necessarily nukes, but like...
What,
yeah.
Nixon?
So they just manipulated his voice and stuff. Well, it wasn't That's why it was weird. It was just, they were just scaring the shit out of people. But like
doing an anonymous stuff.
That idea of just, you know, taking control of that stuff, it doesn't seem far fetched.
But then when you watch the film, they really do some stupid shit with it. Somehow there's a hacker that can blow up the street by like,
yeah,
it's like blow up that street.
That's still a film.
It's just like,
who put the bombs? Oh,
it was
there?
A whole bunch of presents. Okay, but yeah, okay. Still,
yeah, it's scary. I mean, needless to say, if you're ever the person to create a nationwide nuclear scare like that, the entire weight of the UK justice system will find that person, I imagine, and because people will just want to kill that person, won't they? Imagine how angry people would be if you knew who did it. I mean, I guess it's like knowing that the Russians caused Brexit. Maybe the Russians are getting responsible for this as well. And you're like, oh,
what are you really going to do about it?
Exactly.
You read a newspaper and be like, oh, what the fuck?
Well, no, because you would have been a victim of it. Well, you would have had that moment where you thought you were going to die in a fiery nuclear apocalypse. And I think that would incite you to be pretty fucking pissed off at the person that did it. So
a bit more vigilant.
Yeah, someone said it happened in Hawaii at that time with the warnings.
Was that a hit? Was it? I thought it was
That was an error. But obviously everyone got the alerts to their phones. Obviously recently they've said, I thought we already had that system accessible in the UK, but apparently they've only just activated like something where
US has it a lot.
It will send you. Yeah, US has it for like missing kids and stuff, right? So if it'll be like, I'm surprised missing kid UK in the area, doesn't like have. Look out for them.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes sense. When,
it's you.
Yeah. Hang on.
Look, another one.
You're still popular.
They're still trying. But we don't have that warning system active until, like, well, I don't know if it's still active yet. Maybe they have to vote on it. I don't know.
Yeah. UK had to buy that extra Amber Apple alerts, package.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons & Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
Yeah, they have to buy the bolt on.
They are actually testing it.
I mean, somebody I spoke to recently...
If there was a hurricane, I'd be like, I'd like to know.
...was like really worried about it. Yeah, well, this is the thing.
Solar flare incoming. What do I do?
The thing is,
they're saying it's for hurricane and flood. And to be honest, you know, those things are happening more with climate change, so it very well might be. But the other thing, you know, is, you know, nuclear warnings, you know, bomb threat warnings, things like that.
I want a Hinkley Point little widget on my
It's a sign
screen.
Of a more uncertain time, safe. Isn't it? Really, it is. It's a sign of a more uncertain and more scary time.
Yeah.
Which is shit. Yeah, but because
to be able to warn
like
everyone at once
be...
is pretty amazing.
It is great. It's a useful thing, but it's only necessary because of how uncertain your existence is. I mean, of course.
Disasters is where it kind of... Like earthquake warnings and that's where it comes into play right now and across the... You know, in other countries, we obviously don't have many issues with weather in that extreme level. Maybe sometimes a bit of snow. So
watch the birds.
Slippy. There's black ice. Oh, really?
If you're ever in a country with earthquakes, if the birds all start going fucking crazy,
the dogs barking.
Get out into open ground.
The dogs know before.
Yeah, I mean, not lots of animals do. Yeah, you can read.
Stare into space and you know that
sometimes they're their own shit. Like, how often do you trust
a dog that would eat its own shit? Well, they say Murphy almost ate a fucking dollop, you know, a fresh horse shit.
Nice
almost. I was like, oh, fuck no.
Like moose.
He rushed to it. He's like,
yes, please.
Hungry eyes.
I need some of that burger.
No. Luckily, no, but normally straw like.
No.
But this was a real dollop, and I was like, oof.
Alsatian.
Fuck yeah.
Real German shepherd.
I gave the police a good old stare when they walked down the fucking road with their horses because it just did a big old shit. And it's just
it was a horse shit.
Get off your horse and pick it up like I would have to. Yeah. Get a carrier bag or a bin bag. It was a lot.
You wouldn't have to clean up.
I know.
Because it was your own horse. Maybe you shouldn't be so poor. Get a horse, not a dog. Loser.
Fair. What if I ride him like a horse?
Well.
Where's the line?
Riddle me that.
Where's the line?
We'll see you in court. Is there a hypothetical we can cover?
There is. Yes. As voted on by our wonderful patrons /members /Twitch subscribers. Thank you. Number one. Which is all again from our email.
Thanks for sending those in.
Some have been put back in.
It's coming up. It's about to happen. Number one. Uno Aruno from Charlotte. Here it is. Okay, you enter a talent contest, but you must use a new talent you don't currently possess. You have 24 hours to learn a new talent with the goal of winning the contest. What talent do you choose? So you, I guess you have to choose something that's not going to be hard to learn in 24 hours.
I think the easiest way to do this is to choose for each other. Because, like, all I can think of is things that I might be able to...
Oh, 24 hours.
I've chosen
tap
dancing for Smith.
Oh, my God.
You have 24 hours to be able to do a tap recital and win.
It's a good thing Forsyth's dead, because he would be rolling in his grave looking at this.
Don't look at me, Brucey.
It's an extremely hard thing to learn. I feel like 24 hours is not enough.
Yeah. But you've got to do it like Michael Flatley style as well. You got a whole line dance you got to keep up with.
I think I'd have better chance at that than doing proper tap.
Oh,
forgive me, but like Michael. The whole line could knock over domino style because of you.
Oh, so I've got other people doing it like, in the line. We're
you're
all
linked
up.
By arms,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
And you got to do the whole like above the head kicks and stuff.
Okay.
24 hours.
All right, so I'll take tap dancing.
Nice.
And what was the actual question? Like, well, which would it
says
be?
Which what talent would you choose that you to learn in 24 hours?
Yeah, you don't have the talent right now.
I've never been taught dancing. I'm not very good at it. And I'm quite uncoordinated. But well,
you might
be
put
up
on
for
a,
it.
The thing is, you might put on a good show regardless. Like, it might be quite funny as a humorous endeavor.
I think all the things.
So he said 24 hours to learn. And it's like, oh, here we go.
Okay, Ross.
Oh, look, he's awful.
Flower arranging.
Oh, God. My mum used to do flower arranging.
I mean, but as a talent contest.
That's not a talent contest
kind
of thing.
I like the.
What do I do? Go in there with a load of loose flowers and just start putting them into those little like foam bricks.
There we go. Oh, that sound as well.
Wonderful.
Like, I like that.
That stuff was great.
I wanted to bite that shit.
Don't. It crumbles
it's
off
horrible.
Into your mouth. Like,
oh, so you've done it.
Wow.
I think I should.
No.
Don't do it.
No, but you
just get chocolate.
It's nice to thumb because it's like,
it goes in.
It's like,
squeezes all like.
But the dust comes off everywhere and it goes to your eyes and stuff. It's awful. Satisfying
it does
to
cut it with a really sharp knife.
Yeah.
It's funny that, you know,
that flower arranging is not a talent.
So not flower arranging.
Not talent for a show. Bear in mind, this has got to be entertaining, right? Like, flower arranging, sure, once it's done, it's nice, lovely. Oh,
I'd like you to be...
What a lovely wreath you've got.
Show jumper.
Yeah, it's this guy. She's going to die on stage.
Horse show jumper.
Horse show jumper. Okay, that's...
I was thinking...
I'm going to die on a horse. I'm about to die on a horse, guys.
I reckon you should be the assistant to a magician.
Oh,
who's throwing knives and doing other crazy shit.
Well,
like firing.
And
but the talent isn't on me there because I'm basically just a pawn.
All right, you'd be the knife thrower.
I'd have to be the knife thrower.
You're the knife thrower.
The knife thrower, that's the tricky part.
Yeah.
Because the coordination involved in that. I'm used to play darts. So I'm not. Sometimes I miss the board.
And Murphy's the one on the board.
Oh.
And they're real knives.
Getting him to stay still.
Like, you have to go up to the judges and show your knives to them.
Yeah, these are real knives. Look, I start cutting fucking cucumbers with it.
Look, maybe that's the real thing. You come in doing the flower arrangement and you got the green thing,
right,
and then you're like, these are real, look, and you cut the green thing and you throw it to the side, then reveal behind a curtain your dog rotating slowly rotating on a
dartboard.
I'll show how sharp it is by cutting what do you cut, like phone books?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like his butter. Nails. There we go, straight down. There we go, really sharp, and thunk. Ah, he's dead.
Shit. Yeah, 24 hours.
And 24 hours, guys.
Wasn't very much.
Crying. Now, who's really the victim here? You all had to witness a dog die on stage.
That's so
what's Trot going to do for his?
I was thinking like lion taming or something.
That's what you want to do.
Yeah, exactly. This
but it's up to you guys.
Suggest.
Yeah.
Not lion taming.
Sword swallowing.
Something really.
I don't understand sword swallowing to the degree that I think that they literally just get it down there.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They've trained themselves. Do they install something to help?
There's a certain part
slide it
where
down
like,
there, or
you know, no, when like so. You do
is there like a shield thing in there.
Yeah,
I'm
think
sure
like,
it's blunt.
No, I think they just put it down their esophagus carefully.
And there's like, so if you pushed him over midway, he's fucked.
He shouldn't do that.
It's like it's gone through his stomach.
Oh, they swallow a sheath first.
Do they though?
And then they put the sword into the sheath.
That sounds funny.
So they're wandering around like, oh, guy, you're ready to go.
Just desperately not trying to gag. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
don't lean over. So, yeah, Dermot pats him on the back.
Oh, God, Dermot, no. I'm on the hair trigger.
The whole talent show is just dry heaving up a sheath.
Oh,
Dermot,
just on all fours.
Dermot O'Leary comes in looking like he's had yet another heavy night. Yeah. The man, a perpetual heavy night.
Okay.
All right, so there's actually a few acts that are taking a bit longer, so it's going to be an extra half hour. Is that all right?
Someone's I need some barbecue tongs. Oh, stop. He's trying to pull it out with barbecue tongs.
Oh, push it deeper. Dermot, get in there.
I'm not trained for this.
Okay.
No. That sounds fucking horrible though. I'd like to know the secrets behind it, but also kind of think that that's fucked.
Yeah.
How do you think you'd fare on a unicycle?
I reckon I could do it.
Yeah.
On a slackline.
Fuck that. 24 hours. Jesus
a slackline
Christ.
Unicycle above, like, literally just
fire.
A bed of Lego.
Okay, Lego.
So there's Lego worse. Everywhere, and you are literally just in pants.
So Ross.
So he's going to roll onto Lego. That's
I
shit.
Came up pretty light with none of the tap downs here. Ross is either going to kill himself on a horse or accidentally kill his dog with a knife.
Yeah.
You are going to kill yourself on a unicycle, and I'm just going to learn tap dance.
He won't die. He'll just have an extremely painful time.
Horrible Lego.
Imagine falling like from
a height.
How high should he be? 2 foot? 3? 3 foot up?
9 foot. Top of two ladders.
Really high.
Yeah.
So the landing would hurt him more.
And
it's more about the fact that it's going to be, I think the entire stage needs to be filled with Lego. So off, you're like, it's just the sounds of him writhing around on a bed of like lots of Lego.
Yeah.
Britain's Got Talent's budget wouldn't stretch to that much Lego.
It'll be off-brand. Off-brand
is needle gargling like the 2023 version
needle
of swords
gargling.
So you get a load of hypodermic needles and gargle them.
What about the walking on hot coals? That's pretty. Is that a talent?
That's a trick.
What talents have won like Britain's Got Talent? It's normally like group dancing and stuff, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And they have like colorful LEDs and the lights go out and they all look like robots.
So what about like a one man kind of like Green Man style show? So you're in a that doesn't sound as fun.
Like Blue Man Group style,
maybe. But yeah, you can nail that.
Sweet.
I think it'll be quite good at that.
Smith, I think you should try and pull increasingly heavier objects with your ball bag on stage.
Wow, yeah.
And each time, it's a record.
How he waves from one curtain to the other side.
I'm curious, how are you clamping on it? Are you clamping it around the base so you're like, there's a rope, a tether?
I'll tell you exactly
how. Are you using each cherry as a...
Have you seen those... what are they called? What do they call them in the gym where you like hold them by the handle at the top and they're like, there's the weight is beneath. They're called something.
Pendulum. A pendulum.
Oh, kettlebells.
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 Yeah. So I'd find a kettlebell with a small enough handle that I could just push my nuts through just about sideways. So they go in sideways.
Another
and then when
I go
around the other side, I turn them like a nut locking like nut. And then I pull that way. So the weight is literally pulled by the strength.
You're going to tear your skin.
Yes, well, this is what's exciting though, because each time I do a new show,
it's not exciting.
It's a newer weight. So every time you go, you're like, this might be the day that his balls come off.
What about like when strongmen pull like planes? It should be that, but like maybe like a biplane.
Yeah,
something smaller.
Well, let me start with a kettlebell.
Yeah.
I'm worried about the kettlebell.
Yeah, 24 hours. To be fair, let's ease him into it. Like that's still going to be quite a thing.
Biplane.
And obviously, if it goes wrong, it goes really wrong.
Yeah,
and that's a real breaker. Nuts.
We should have a microphone on the nuts.
What amperage battery can I take to the balls? Like before
you're just going to keep ramping it up on stage.
Then you get to a truck battery.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going to go up a little bit.
That's what the judges are going to say. Is like, this is great, but it's kind of like a one-trick pony. Like, what are you going to do to excite the
and
audience
also,
again?
It's always more amps, I'll say.
Truck battery.
Do you get someone to come on stage to prove that you're balls?
Yeah. I get Simon Cowell to come out. I slap him in the face with them.
They're real.
Unlike
real.
Any part of your face, Simon.
Wow, Simon's like an excited puppy.
Why are they
puppies?
So loose that you can throw them around?
I'm already like 8 or 9 weights down.
Yeah, you've been
at this
practicing
point.
For 24 hours,
and I've got like a ream of like you know like taffy.
His ball bag is black and blue already.
I wrap it around my neck like an X-Men.
Yeah, he's choking.
X-Men.
He's choking himself with his bollocks.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like a luxury scarf. It's like a beef jerky scarf.
This sounds like a great talent.
It's like when you see those people who, for some reason, have grown their nails really long. You know what?
No, I know. Yeah.
They're just
how
like,
do they get on?
That's
like,
fucking
life.
Disgusting.
Well, they're always in the Guinness
that's
World
such
Records.
A shit, like, you get nothing for winning a Guinness World Record, right? So,
no.
Like, they have spent years of their life growing
the
their nails,
is.
Which curl around. They're not. How are they using a phone? They
not,
don't.
They're not.
How are they opening the handle of a car?
And
how do they drive?
Disgusting.
They don't. They are literally incapacitating their life by having these ugly, long...
Well, when you've got no talent...
Crazy nails.
It's the last bastion of a talentless person,
who
right?
Who needs a talent, though?
You
need a talent.
You
need to live your life.
Yeah.
And enjoy yourself.
No, but that's it.
That's crazy.
But they don't get fulfillment from anything else.
They look horrible as well.
It's rough. They look disgusting. They're like...
Idolising nail growers.
No one's idolising them.
That's what I was saying. That's my message.
I want to see... There needs to be a documentary on like up-and-coming like nail growers.
Because you're idolizing
There needs to be what we don't need.
I want to see them. The people that have like said, "Yeah, I'm gonna. One day I'll be in 10 years' time. I'll get them just as long as that lady who's won the Guinness World Records. She'll be dead by then."
It's but like, the problem is, who cares? The host always says the interviewer's like, "Wow, yeah, well, good luck." What they need to be saying is, "No, that's fucking disgusting. Don't do it."
Yes, this is it.
Yeah, like, stop it.
Needs to be Louis Theroux being patronising to them. Yeah. Being like,
also,
it's just, so you can't. So, okay, so Hans Mechanic Hope. Like,
was that difficult?
Oh, did you want me to open it for you? I mean. Yeah. You not open
like
a
everything
can of
else
Coke?
In life.
Once upon a time, we didn't even have thumbs.
Here you go. Why don't you butter this bread? It's like, it basically just gives them a load of tasks. In fact, I want to see this as a Bush Tucker trial style series. This is the documentary. The documentary just is not a documentary. It's a game show.
And it's always a game show.
It's only with people who have incapacitated their lives with stupid Guinness World Records.
Yeah.
So they go
but
on.
Haven't won
you
the
give them like,
yet.
And go, and you get, okay, someone from the crowd, yeah, come down. And they, butter this bread for us. Okay, brilliant. Oh, done. Seconds. And the person with the longest nails in the world, butter this bread. Oh, fuck. Okay.
And then laugh track.
Grabs it with their mouth and yeah, everyone's canned laughing. Like, you've done this to yourself.
But
someone comes on and snips them.
The long.
If they can't do the challenge, they get snipped.
They get snipped.
I couldn't butter bread.
But they could also roast
decades
meat.
Of
they could roast meat over a fire, though. Couldn't they?
Oh, they stick a load of
skewers.
Yeah, stick a load of chicken fillets on the end.
Who wants a kebab?
Oh, lovely. Is it the nails? Have you washed those? Do you wash them? Do they put them in a bath?
No, they're fucking disgusting. They're disgusting people. They're disgusting people.
If we can get in touch with anyone who has the longest nails or long nails that they're going for it, I want to meet them to see them and then kind of just never meet them again.
How do you feel about like people that really grow their hair out long?
Well, that's not as crazy. That's not
as
crazy.
Are they taking care of it?
I imagine they would. Hair can like start getting fucking fucked up if the longer you grow it, right?
I think if you grow it without, I think again, this comes down to
that's not bad.
Take better care of yourself. Like I think
yeah,
the
that's
long
not
hair,
as bad as the nail
exactly.
thing.
The
you
long
can,
hair
you can
is not
tie
as bad.
It up, wrap it up, put it somewhere. Like
yeah,
the nail thing is external. It's open. It's you can't do shit.
No, you can't. Yeah.
If someone, drop dead in front of them, or you fall in front of them, they can't help you. They're not helping anyone.
The nails just
they're
clatter.
Useless in society. Do they have a job? I don't know. Maybe they do. Like they just pose with people. That could be a job.
If you got to grow your nails for 5 years, or you get your tongue cut into a double tongue.
Double tongue.
You would double tongue.
Yeah.
How long would they grow in 5 years?
Sorry, that's not legal in this country, apparently. But
1 year of is nails it? For double tongue.
I'd try the 1 year of nails.
Yeah, I think so, right?
Because 1 year of nails, although it would be
really
shit,
uncomfortable,
and they would break naturally because I would use my hands. Like
you're gonna be like doing like dogs and cats and things do to keep their nails down. You're like, I'm cheating the system.
Yeah,
I'm just scraping a wall.
I'm just dragging them on pavement. I mean, it would be tough.
Yeah,
and it would just be disgusting.
I don't think a year would.
And
be
it would, yeah,
too
I think
bad.
It would affect relationships with people.
Yeah. No? Certainly change my relationship, my asshole.
You certainly would. It's digging.
Plunge. Ah!
Cut.
Oh,
showering would be a whole different experience. How do they shower?
They don't.
Are they just turning it on, kind of like?
What do you mean? They? Oh yeah.
The
yeah.
nails. Have you seen
yeah.
them? Have
yeah.
you seen how long
yeah.
they are?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They curl around. They're like long. They're like
hairs,
and they don't want to break them. They're not trying to break them.
Oh,
they're God making gross. Sure that there is.
There's so much weight
so
on the cuticle.
Are their hands always like in crooked kind of like shapes?
Apparently, yeah. Apparently, it can really seize up your hands because you have to hold them in a certain way the whole time.
Otherwise, it's catching on the handle. Yeah.
I don't think they can even go palms up. Like you're doing a lot of palms up. Gesticulation here. I reckon it's all like this.
They're palms
all like
down,
like in a creepy movie.
Yeah,
palms down.
Yeah,
that's not the way to live your life.
That's the way we like to fuck.
So, palms down. They're not fucking. No one's fucking.
Nobody.
But maybe that's a kink.
Maybe the Guinness Book.
I really
want to
fuck the one
like
with the longest nails.
Or maybe they like fucking each other and hearing the clashing of their nails.
Like deer rushing.
Do you know what ASMR? They could have an ASMR job. Someone has to set up everything for them, but they can clickety clack around, just dragging them on various objects that are pretty much on the floor. Kind of gross.
It's gross as
there's
hell.
There's really loads of Guinness World Records where it's just like they've debilitated themselves to a certain
yeah,
degree.
Yeah.
That's a choice.
That like, shouldn't be encouraged.
Most amount of face piercings.
Sure, but that's but
longest
that's a choice.
Wait in airport.
That's a choice.
Strategy held by the same guy.
I don't feel like that's as debilitating. I think the nail thing is pretty
what
up there.
They're piercing their eyelids though, so it's like so much weight on their eyelids they can't see anymore.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Do you think it's worth tattooing dark like ink on the eyelids so you never have to wear a sleep mask on a plane?
Yes.
Wait, what do you mean? Your eyelids make them
darker.
Just blackout
so
instead
that
of like
when you sleep, the light doesn't bother you as much. Blackout eyelids, yeah.
Blackout eyelids.
For the rare times that is applicable,
like every
I'm
night.
I'm going to say
yeah.
If it was every night, I'd get blackout blinds or blackout curtains. There's solutions for that that don't involve damaging your skin.
These are always on, man.
You don't have to wear a mask.
When have you ever gone, oh, I wish I could see a bit more light through my eyelids?
Well, that's a personal choice, isn't it? And ultimately, that is a personal choice. That's not just like a, well, oh, don't get blackout blinds. Do this.
get
tattooed black eyelids and forever. I mean,
well, okay,
that, would that even work? What if you put black eyeshadow on?
Inject metal into the eyes instead.
Nothing to do with the eyes. I would never. Unless you want to go blind, don't fuck with your eyes. I hate when people, like, you see people tattoo their eyes as well, get like a little whatever.
On the whites.
It's like, if you go blind, fuck you, that's your fault.
For £10,000.
They'd be in your game show.
Yeah. They would be on the game show, yeah.
Would you have surgery on your nose that creates a constant, like, C-sharp whistle every time you...
No!
For a year.
I mean, musicians might find that useful, though, to have a certain key that they can guarantee. Can
you just... Sorry, but when you do get a nose whistle, it's quite a magical moment.
It's annoying as hell. I hate it.
But you're, like, you're kind of like...
You have to have
I've got a little nose
in.
Whistle going on. And you kind of,
it's actually a chord. There's two notes.
Yeah.
Oh, like, nice. A nice little harmony. And you have to wear it for a year.
You could drill holes in the side of the nostril to give you, like, shift as well. You could do
shift. Yeah, like a recorder.
That sounds kind of
crazy. I've got an ocarina for a nose.
That's my talent.
You got there an ocarina for a nose.
Ocarina nose.
Okay.
Well, we've had surgery to
have
in 24 hours, you've had two holes drilled into your nose.
And I can do the most major key songs. Anything you like. Yeah. As long as it's major key.
He's going on stage, black and blue nose. He's ready to...
Recently done this.
Yeah.
Sorry about the blood.
You'd be annoyed.
Xylophone tea.
Yeah.
It's a one-man band, but all the instruments are on your face.
I don't know why I made the kick drum both my eyes.
It's a cymbal earring.
I got huge plugs for drums in my ears.
Ding, 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 ding. Fucking hell. Yeah, now these, that would be awful. But you know that they would say no to that immediately. They're all pressing their buzzers. They're like, well, I just fucking had surgery. In 24 Fuck. Hours, I had the most Imagine invasive that. Facial surgery I possibly ever had in my life.
Oh, I'm sorry, Amanda Holden. What have you actually done? What have you done to disfigure yourself? Oh, don't answer it. No.
Well, she hasn't disfigured herself. She's enhanced herself. Several times
Maureen,
over.
Maureen, you've enhanced yourself.
Maureen.
you've enhanced
yourself.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't look her age, though.
No.
No, but that's her choice.
Yeah.
She hasn't done the fucking instrument thing to her nose.
Why not?
Which, to be fair. And she doesn't look like Madonna. Which is a win for anyone.
No one looks like Madonna.
Well,
Madonna doesn't look like Madonna.
Madonna doesn't look like Madonna. No one. You're right. No one looks like Madonna.
I don't know. Keith Allen might have a mask for it.
He might do, but that would be look more like her as she is now.
Yeah, she is.
So,
now.
Yeah. Brutal. Really.
Well, there you go. Hot takes from us today.
That was a great hypothetical. Yeah. Man, we went.
Yeah, a lot of crazy ideas came out. Thank you, Charlotte. Of that. And
there's two other ones that I can put back into the rotation. Yeah, thank you for sending
them
in.
There.
Yeah. I like taking hypotheticals from you guys because you guys fucked up.
That's good.
Yeah. And
that's good. We want that.
There's so many like reused ones on the internet, and I've been through them all now. So it's good to get some new unique ones from you guys. So send them in to our email hatchat@hat-films.com, or send in a fingle if you want, like Hayden.
Oh,
did.
Thanks, Hayden.
With his band Mantis State.
Get it right, it's Mantis State.
Mantis
and they've
State.
Got an EP out called Into the Sun. It's on Spotify now, and we'll play one of the songs at the end.
Yeah,
in your Mantis State. Which
but I really hope they don't claim it.
I hope they don't claim it. I hope they have a publisher that's like a draconian.
Because then they fuck us over.
Yeah.
Don't claim it. Because
we'll be living in the Mantis State.
No. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck the patriarchy.
Yeah, we hope you're on your own label. It's private, otherwise we could be fucked.
Already fucked. So sweet.
That'd be fun.
Hope you enjoyed this podcast this week. Have a great week. We'll be back next week. And how many more times can I say week in the closing statement?
I don't know. But week. You're sounding weak.
Come on, guys. I got some instruments to lick off.
Sick.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Reed
Thanks.
Tucker.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.